Oh, Pat, that's wonderful news. I can't tell you how thrilled I am.
We thought you ought to be the first to know, didn't we, Tony?
Yeah.
It's not officially confirmed yet, mind. When will you know for certain?
Monday, so the doctor says.
Tony was all for waiting till then, but I know now.
Ah, clever girl, isn't she, Mum?
Takes two, you know.
You're both clever, and I wish you all the happiness in the world. And at least one or two more later on.
Hey, hold on. This one hasn't even arrived yet.
Well, that's a point. When's it due?
Well, I reckon the end of the first week in January. But the doctor says probably a couple of weeks later. We'll just see who's right.
It's all so mathematical these days, isn't it? I think Mother usually knows best.
Well, it isn't all that difficult, really.
Now, don't let's start that again, love. We've been having arguments, and I keep telling him it isn't the same as Carl.
Well, the gestation's near enough the same.
Well, you're both pleased. I can see that. It's something you both wanted, isn't it?
Yep, it's all in our 5-year plan.
What he means is we wanted a baby soon.
Only I wondered what with the hens and your bed and breakfast visitors plan.
Oh, Mary Pound had a few knocks at me over the hens. She'd much have said that a girl who puts animals before babies doesn't deserve to have any.
Well, it'll be one in the eye for her then when she hears.
Well, the hens won't be much trouble. They don't take much looking after.
Yeah, and don't worry about the room, Mum. Pat was being dead crafty. By a strange coincidence, the paper she chose will do just as well for a nursery.